So why is Krishna thirsty for our love, or for when he has so many goddesses of fortune who love him so much, and our love is also contaminated because we do so many things which displease him? Yes, that is because for Krishna every soul is special. Krishna, he has unlimited devotees, but he has also unlimited capacity for love. And that is the difference between Krishna and any other object. Sometimes, say, in this world or in movies, we have a love triangle. You know, like say two boys love the same girl. And then that girl has to choose. You know, if she chooses one boy, then she's no longer available for the other boy. So the lovers in this world are finite. Krishna is infinite. So Krishna can be in your heart, fully available to you. And Krishna can still be in my heart and be fully available to me. That's what the Rasalila demonstrates. Krishna was with each gopi. And each gopi felt as if Krishna is only with me. So like that, Kalvenu Ravavash Gopa Vadhu Chita Koti Vritatsmara Koti Samad Prativallavika Bhimatat Sukhadat Vasudeva Sutana Param Kalaye. In the Venkatesh Suprabhatam, it is said that there are hundreds and thousands of gopis who came when Krishna played his flute, on hearing his flute song. And Krishna expanded himself in such a way that he was there with every single gopi. And he made every single gopi feel loved, cherished, treasured. And he says, such a lord, who else can I want? I don't know any lord other than such a wonderful lord. So like that, Krishna has unlimited exalted devotees. But Krishna has a personal relationship with each one of us. And he wants that relationship to develop. So he wants the love of each one of us. So there is, when he says Krishna is thirsty for love, it is not thirst in the sense of incompleteness. It is thirst. See, that it's like, you know, somebody may want to form a relationship because they are incomplete. They feel, without someone else, I'm incomplete. And I want to become complete. But somebody else, when he wants a relationship, it is not because he's incomplete. It is not because he wants to remove his incompleteness. Rather, it is because he wants to share his completeness. Share his completeness. He is anandapurna. He's full of happiness. And he wants to share that happiness with others. So Krishna is eager. Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita first canto that Krishna is more eager for us to come to him than we are to go to him. I mean, we can even imagine. So that is actually Krishna. So his thirst for our love is because he loves each of us individually. And it is not that many other devotees can substitute in our place for him, because each of us has an individual, unique relationship with him. Does that answer your question?